The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, entering our 37th year on the air right here on WCBM 680. WCBM 680 is our phone number. Put a 410 in front of it and dial 410-WCBM-680, and you will reach our show producer and call screener, Mr. Aaron, who is standing by waiting to take your call. You know what I would really like for you folks to do? We haven't had a good cream of crab soup recipe in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. I can't remember when we've had a good cream of crab recipe. So let's send a few cream of crab recipes in, and I hope we get all different ones, and we'll publish them. Put your name in the magazine, and just email it to us at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, whether it's a description of how you make it, or whether you just use, you know, the recipe. You don't have to put it in recipe form. You can just make it in a paragraph. And I'd love to hear from you on that. So I'm craving right now a good cream of crab soup. So we'll see. We will see. That's my request. And also crab pictures and snakehead and catfish pictures for the upcoming issue of Maryland Loves Crabs combination Big As Fish magazine, and you can see that all online. Email it to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. There we go. What is the text about? The text is from Lee in Towson, being on hold. Good morning, Lee. How are you, sir?
Alan, doing good.
Good.
Hey, I'll get my wife to send it, get you the her recipe. I know you've been bugging me about it for
I have.
Her snakehead... fish cakes.
Yeah.
Alan, the way she did them up, they fooled me thinking they were a crab cake.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
That entertaining to the tongue. They were really tasty.
Entertaining to the tongue. I love that. That's a great line, man. That is a great line.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. How about that?
Listen,
good.
The dog story, I got one. I'm fishing at Lock Ridge. This is like 50 years ago. We had a big Chesapeake Bay retriever, and I would wait out in the Loch Raven a little ways.
Right.
Now, this is 50 years ago.
Sure.
I think back then nobody really bothered you about waiting. But regardless, I was out, and I'd be out catching these crappies, and I said, man, I got me a Chesapeake Bay retriever, and this dog would swim out to where I was. You know, I was probably waist deep, and
right.
And I didn't have my stringers, and his dog would swim out and grab the fish from me and take them back up on the shore.
Nice.
And I said, this is awesome. I mean, this dog did this like a dozen times, right?
Yeah.
And I'm catching these crappies, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm looking up there, and I'm like, where's the dog dropping the fish? I'm, you know, looking, and I hope he's not dropping them in the water. So I wade back up to the shore to where the dog's standing there. And I was like, dude, you know, dog, where's the fish? And I look at him, and I hear this, you know, he's crunching. I pull his mouth open. I look down there, and here's the tail of my last crappie.
Well,
my mother's having a cow because she's, you know, what is this dog? He's all like very hadn't been making a lot of noise and growling and stuff. Right. I said, well, you don't have to feed them, Mom.
You don't have to feed them today. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the crappy eating dog.
I used to ride a Stingray bike.
Okay.
Back from where I live, all the way down to Seminary. And this dog, you know, we didn't have a leash or anything. And the dog would follow me down the road everywhere I go fishing. I was, you know, what, 12, 13 years old. And them were the days, you know, you could just, you let your kid go and go have fun fishing.
Oh,
you know?
We rode our bikes everywhere.
Everywhere.
Remember the
Stingray, you had that metal bar, and I would take a bungee and strap my, you know, my fishing rods. I had my little tackle box and my worms or whatever. And,
right.
And it all hooked onto that back of that sissy bar to, you know, travel throughout Loch Raven back
right.
in the day. Good times.
Yeah.
But, on the fishing note, the shad have come into the Susquehanna. My buddy's catching them pretty good at the mouth.
Oh, good. Good.
And that bite has started. The catch and release has been kind of slow.
Right.
My kids aren't even fooling with it. Right now they're up... up in the upper Susquehanna, as you can see from a few of those pictures.
Yeah, they've been doing good.
Some beautiful. They had 60 smallmouth last week.
Good grief.
Up to 4.5 pounds.
That's a nice fish.
Up there. So that bite's going on. And, I think they're catching some white perch down around the I-Rock, down around the 95 bridge.
That could be.
If anybody knows, when I say I-Rock, there's a big rock on the western shore. It had a painting, and somebody got up there and did a painting of an eye, and that was like the notorious, well, the perch are biting at the eye rock.
The eye rock. Oh, the landmarks we use, you know, the landmarks we use.
Somebody would actually redo that every, like, 5-6 years.
Wow.
And it's right above the railroad tracks there. It's about a quarter mile above the 95, north of the 95 bridge up on the right. Cecil County side, I-Rock.
I-Rock, okay.
They fish there mostly a double rig with a few darts and, you know, bits of worm and catching white perch. They usually aren't the big ones you see yet, and the big ones will show up typically the early part of April, and then the... But what we need is a good flush of water, which we did get some rain the other day.
Yeah.
That'll help. Yeah. It enhances the spawning activity, the run
right.
of the shad and the perch and all the other migratory fish that enter that river.
Apparently, the pound netters found them. These fish.
What's that?
Apparently, the pound netters found them. The white perch.
Yeah,
there were some giant. I don't know if you heard me talk about it. I was at a fish market in Cambridge.
Yeah, I did.
And they had some giant white perch in there. I mean, these started at 10 inches. And I said, those are some great perch. And he goes, yeah. He said, they're really nice. I said, yeah, I'll need a couple fillets. And he said, the ladies that work here take the big ones. I'm like, those aren't the big ones. He goes, no.
Like, okay. And hoard the big ones there. Well, it's nothing wrong with that.
Nope. So,
but one other thing, Alan, I found out is a commercial crabber. It is purchasing a boat that's going to be designated for netting. I don't know what method of netting he's going to do, but for the blue cats.
Okay.
And, Alan, I would guess, I can't imagine a hall seine, but I could imagine where, you know, you see these boats, I've seen it like in Alaska and whatnot, they circle in shallow water, they circle with a net, letting the net out and dragging it into, I guess, into shore and whatnot. But this person, crabber, is going to be using this method of apparently it has been very successful for them in doing it, but a boat and rig designated for you know, the commercial catch of blue catfish.
That's nice.
If you got
a contact, send me that contact. I'll tell you. I'll get in touch and see if he'll entertain the story on it.
You know the name. I'd rather not mention the name.
No, don't mention it. But if you can send me the name, I'd appreciate it.
It should be. Obviously, they've done it, and it must be productive. So they're you know, really going at it full blown. Last year, apparently, when there was a lacking of blue cats, they were fetching $3.50 a pound for a whole fish.
Well, that's a supermarket. That's not, I mean, from compared to what it was, $3.50 a pound.
That's why this person's doing this, you know, capitalizing. Apparently, there's the supply and demand.
You know, is
driving that price. Now, I've heard it has dropped since then because of as with any fish or crab or whatever, when you tax the mark, when you get too much, you know, the prices drop. But it's interesting. Between the longliners I've heard of in the Susquehanna and this, and it's just encouraging to hear because, you know, these blue cats are very, obviously very devastating to other species and game fish, crabs, and whatnot. But you know, hearing the harvest of these things is taken off, and the market's taken off, and it's a plus on the side of the commercial and the wreck fishermen to target these things.
But the main complaint I heard about that, believe it or not, a complaint, was from a recreational fishing shop, and I'm not going to say where, that their guys had targeted some catfish, and because of the amount of commercial fishing that was going on in this creek or river or whatever it was for the blue cats, they couldn't catch any on hook and line. Now, that's kind of like the same complaint you hear about the snakeheads and the bow hunters, you know. Well, the bow hunters couldn't.
Is this the Potomac you're talking?
No. This is
okay.
I will say it's on the Delmarva Peninsula. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's a fleet of charters working the Potomac, and apparently they're having very successful trips right now doing these blue cat trips.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard about the back and forth between the commercial and the wreck for
catfish.
Catfish.
But snakeheads I have, and the recreational guys, the bow hunters come in here at night and they shoot all the snakeheads and like, look.
Yeah.
They're invasive.
Yeah, that's I think the snakeheads are in check, personally. I don't think there is a problem is what they thought they were going to be, for sure.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, we're 20 years into it, and we still have plenty of bass and panfish and everything else out there, and you know, they eat what they eat. But if you really look at them, and you've caught more than I have, of course, they are a top tier predator, no question. But they are not like a northern pike or a muskellunge or even chain pickerel, as far as targeting. Bigger fish. I mean, they'll eat some fry, but they eat everything else. They eat, you know, people now are concerned about the frog numbers because of the amount of snakeheads. You know, there's not as many frogs as there were.
About the frogs?
Yeah, there's not as many. Probably going to be upset about there's not as many mice as there are. You know. I don't know. There's always somebody that has an axe to grind with somebody else when it comes to.
That's why I'm not a social media boy.
not at weighing in on that kind of stuff. I'm not that kind of keyboard cowboy. I'll post a nice deer or something like that.
A lot of hearsay and anything that's positive, there's always some negative thrown in, for sure.
No question.
I'm going to probably join my buddy up at the mouth of Deer Creek and try a little bit of that shad fishing. And,
well, there you go.
And make sure you have a good walking staff, because that's some tricky area to walk around up there.
Yeah, I have one. My buddy Dale gave me one. I believe it was his father's.
Yeah.
It's a great one. And it's
That one that's collapsible?
I do not. This is
any kind of walking staff that has a point on it.
Yep, no question. But, somebody advised me when I was sick of deer hunting, if you ever have to pursue a sick of deer in the marsh, you ought to take a walking staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and which was good advice, because this time of year,
yep.
Phragmites does not make a good handhold.
Oh, okay.
No, there it does not. No, it does not. You grab a handful of phragmites to try and steady yourself a little bit, and it just breaks off in your hand, and then what?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lee, thanks for the call. Great advice, as usual.
Every time. All right, Alan. You take care.
Buddy. Yep. See you later. All right. How about that? Well, well, well. Time to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. Hale Thorpe Landstorm down 21227, right off Beltway Exit 9, which is Hollins Ferry Road. So that's how you get there. Hollins Ferry to Hammonds Ferry, go to 2307. Clyde's Sports Shop. Their 10-day fishing sale is coming to an end. Today's the 9th day, and tomorrow's the 10th day. Sunday, March 23rd, it's all over. The store-wide sale on fishing rods, reels, combos, and all fishing tackle, 10% off. Sale excludes bait and licenses, of course. The sale also ends on premium fishing line, premium monofilament fishing line, whether that's Strand Berkeley or Shakespeare line, which is a good line, believe it or not. Starts at only 1.5 cents per yard. You bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. Doesn't include Power Pro, which is your braid, but, you know, if the line is 4 cents a yard, you get it for two. If it's 5 cents a yard, you get it for 2.5. So it's very, very good sale, half price. Now, the Penn spinning reels are on sale. That's the Battle 3 series. The Pfluger President series are on sale. There's about 5 different sizes in both of these reels for any type of need as far as spinning reels are concerned. If I get by there today, I will have a new President on one of my fishing rods, I can tell you that. All rod and reel combinations are on sale. Kids combos and fishing kits are on sale, starting at just $19.95, and they are specific for trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more, and they come with a little tackle kit, too. There's an ugly stick. That's a Shakespeare ugly stick. Weightlifting contest. You can guess the weight and win. I went online the other day, and I saw Hulk Hogan in an ugly stick ad back in the day, 70s. I saw Refrigerator Perry with one. You know, bending the rod in a big old circle. Fun to go back and see those old ads, for sure. But the ugly stick has been a winner ever since. So don't forget, if you're looking for a quality spinning rod, casting rod, St. Croix rod, check out the selection of St. Croix. They're a very, very good fishing rod, and Clyde Sports Shop has a good selection. Live bait, frozen bait, minnows, licenses, terminal tackle, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, and for rockfish, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. Don't forget, the website is ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. If you need something, call them, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Don't forget, turkey season right around the corner. They've got all the turkey supplies, firearms, ammunition, and gear that you need to hunt turkeys. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Love it. All right. Any callers on the line, Mr. Aaron? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number.
Not right now.
Well, we need to talk about something. I did find out that that Virginia crabs have just started. You know, we're a couple weeks away from the Maryland season, and the Virginia crabs have started. Some of the processors down in Chrisfield, for example, are getting Virginia crabs in to sell, and some of the local wholesalers are doing the same thing. I don't know where the picking houses are getting their crabs. Probably Virginia, probably Louisiana. Louisiana crabs are extremely expensive because they've had some horrible weather. The crab season hasn't really kicked off yet. So we're looking at $200 a bushel for factory crabs, which are picking crabs. $200 and $225 a bushel for number two females. So just hang on, folks. It'll get better. Crabbing will get better. You know, I love blue crabs. You know, Robin loves blue crabs. We love to eat them. But for what you got to pay for a dozen, what I see the other day, $85 a dozen for large number one crabs. $85 a dozen. What is that? $7 a piece? Something like that. Yeah. For $85, I'll buy 2 pounds of crab meat and have more crab meat than picking a dozen jumbos or number ones. So there's always that. If you just like the meat and you don't care about the social stuff, I've said this for a long time, just get yourself a pound of crab meat. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. So anyway, thank you, Matt, for offering to send some cream of crab soup. And we're looking for cream of crab soup and crab soup recipes for the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. any recipe that you'd like to do, whether it's soft crabs, whether it's crab imperial, anything having to do with eating crabs, send us a recipe. We'll publish it and give you credit for it in Maryland Loves Crabs. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Crab pictures will be good, whether you're catching them, eating them, kids eating them, kids catching them on a boat, showing off your bushel, whatever that might be. We'll be glad to do that. We want pictures of people with crabs. Same way with snakeheads, same way with blue catfish. People with blue catfish, people with snakeheads. We're getting ready to publish both magazines under in one package. There'll be the way I explain it to the advertisers is we are taking our total publication of Big Ass Fish and inserting it into Maryland Loves Crabs, which will triple the circulation and will give them a greater exposure. So, and the ad prices are better. So there you go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see what we've got. There's Lee. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got people typing. Got people emailing. That's great. Glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. I mentioned fish bites. And Kathleen writes that fish bites are delicious, a bit chewy and salty, though. Good for a quick snack on the go. With a picture of the bloodworm fish bites. And I replied, that looks like bloodworm jerky. No thanks. Fish bites are prepackaged little strips of something, some type of media, that contains the scent or the bodies or the mush or the emulsified remains of whatever the fish bites are made out of. And because the price of bloodworms is so expensive, the fish bites have become increasingly popular because they smell like bloodworms. People use a quarter inch, a half inch on the tip of a hook, as opposed to cutting up bloodworms that are $20 a half dozen. So, you know, not that I'm discouraging you from buying bloodworms. If you can afford them, God bless you. Go get yourself a couple dozen and use them to your heart's content. Fish love them. I've caught fish on bloodworms. White perch, on the other hand, not worth the bloodworms to me. So I go with night crawlers, but another alternative is the fish bites, and they're available all over the place, prepackaged. Let's see. My thoughts on green worms. Green worms. Green worms are sometimes called nuclear worms. They are, I believe, simply a Canadian nightcrawler that has been dyed for marketability and to raise the price. But green is a good color for fish, no question about it. There's any number of artificial baits that are green color because it is a natural color of frogs and fish and other things that fish eat. So my thoughts on green fish and worms are try them if you like them, but do a little semi-science experiment. Take a green worm and put it on somebody's hook, and take a regular old Canadian nightcrawler on somebody else's hook, and see who catches more and better and bigger fish. Very simple. Some days they like green, some days they like natural. I don't know that they taste any different. I think they just look different. That's my opinion on green worms. What's my opinion on sandworms versus bloodworms or some of the other marine worms? Try them. See how fish like them. The only bait I have never found to be effective, and somebody may argue with me, and that's fine depending on the fish, are clam snouts. Clam snouts. Now, I believe if you're on a party boat and you're fishing for doing some bottom fishing, clam snouts might be effective. They might be. I prefer strips of clam or squid if I'm doing that type of fishing. Usually provided by the head boat captain, the charter boat captain or whoever, if you're bottom fishing or flounder fishing. I don't particularly care for clam strips, clam snouts, excuse me. Although they smell funny, they smell like they should be edible, I've never found them to be effective. Also, There's a difference between shrimp. You can buy shrimp at the grocery store and take them fishing. You can buy bait shrimp from your tackle dealer because bait shrimp have not been power washed on deck like market shrimp have been power washed on deck. You buy a frozen pack of bait shrimp, they have all the nutrients and goodies and iodine and everything else in them as they come from the ocean. If you buy shrimp at your supermarket, they smell the same. They catch fish almost as good, but that little added attraction of bait shrimp will be more effective for you. How about that? That's our bait tip for the day. Let's see. Okay. Uh-oh. Tackle Box Tib has a head cold. He's going to send me the paperwork on the lure giveaway, and there's some new colors in the mix this season. Good news coming up. Yep. I agree. John B. says crab meat. He buys the pasteurized. He likes it. Nothing wrong with pasteurized crab meat. Now, when that happens, you know, the crab meat, most of the time you buy now, this time of year in the wintertime, has been flash frozen. If you go to any of the crab picking houses, particularly the bigger ones, you will see at their picking house a big, giant tank sitting outside. That is not propane. That is nitrogen. And that is how they are flash frozen. The crabs are picked, pasteurized, and then flash frozen. And they're preserved. The crab meat is preserved very, very well. Nothing like fresh, but very, very good and very, very close. So there you go. And, you know, there's South American crab meat that's canned that a lot of restaurants use this time of year as well. So some people can't tell the difference. Yes. Venezuela. Yep, crab meat is excellent. Yep, okay. Oh, really? How about that? Yeah, thank you, Lee. I know who to contact there. I know definitely who to contact there. And a very reliable source. I've been texting with him this past week. He's on vacation, but I will ask that question this coming week. That would be great. Very, very good. All right. Ah. 410 WCBM 680. I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of talking just hearing myself. I'd like to hear somebody else's voice. So how about giving us a call with your comments and opinions and thoughts on any of the stuff we talked about? Anything on bait, your favorite bait? Why not? Fishing season's getting underway. I will tell you this. I used to go to the Honga River. I fished with Tommy Goody, and we go out on the Honga in the evenings and fish for big tide runner sea trout, gray trout, weak fish, not the speckled trout, the yellowmouth weak fish. And the tide runners we would catch were anywhere between 9 and 12 pounds and maybe a little bigger, but that was it was a great fishery in the day. I don't know if they've come back yet or not. I don't think quite yet, but they are catching some in the Delaware Bay. However, bucktail, ounce and a half bucktail. Roundhead bucktail, I suggested putting a worm on there, purple worm or red man's jelly worm, purple or red strawberry worm. But no matter what we used, worm or not, it had to have a piece of peeler crab on it. And that seemed to be the key. So I'm happy with suspending a ounce and a half bucktail with a worm or without a worm. In the thermocline or wherever the fish might be on the depth finder, wherever they're marking fish, you know, putting it down right at that level, and putting the rod in the rod holder and waiting for the bite. But I'm much happier when there's a piece of peeler crab on there. So peeler crab is a great bait. Great bait. And, you know, soft crab, same thing, but soft crabs are way more expensive than peelers. So peelers, you can, best I've been able to do is get about 12 baits out of them, but they say you can get 21 baits, but they've got to be awful small baits from a peeler crab to get 21 or 22 baits. Now, fresh peeler crab, aprons, great little bait. cut them in half, put one half on the hook, and, you know, put the other in the bait box, and next trip put the other half on somebody else's hook. That's the first bait. Claw sections are good. Then you start cutting them up. Back sections are good. Leg joints are good. So you can get a number of baits out of one soft crab or peeler that is very appealing to. And you don't have to take the little paper shell or anything else off of it. Just leave that all on there. Fish don't care. Smells good. But I do like fishing with peeler crab for a lot of different things. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And best opinion, turkey hunting gun and ammo. Okay, that's an easy one. Single shot, 20-gauge with the expensive tungsten ammo. You can go 410, but for the inexperienced, I'd probably stick with a 20. I've got a 20-gauge. It is a, let me think about it for a minute here. Hold on 1 second. Single shot. And I would put a red dot scope on it of some kind. Doesn't have to be an expensive one, but make sure you, let's see. Stevens. Stevens turkey gun. Stevens 301 turkey gun in 20 gauge is a great shotgun. And that is that's not an expensive firearm as well. So if you're looking at one, they're under $300. You're going to spend another $80 to $120 for a sight. So that makes it a very inexpensive firearm. It's a Stevens 301 in, I would go 20 gauge though. I wouldn't go, I don't know if that's the same model, it's a 301 or 302. But I would go with a single shot. And CVA makes a great one, too. CVA makes a great single shot turkey gun. So that's one I use. But do use the tungsten shots of some kind. Apex is a good one. There's a couple other ones out there. Apex is a little less expensive. But make sure you're sighted in. I would sight in with regular shot. That gives you an idea of where you're aiming rather than spend, you know, expend $30 on three shotgun shells for sighting in on your turkey target. So, but yeah, great turkey gun. So, all right, let's see here. Any other questions? Boy, a lot of questions on text. Yep. But check out the Savage Stevens single shot turkey guns. I like the 20 gauge as well. A lot of text coming in. And since we got a little pause in the action here, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. This will be the final commercial for the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Now, if I get there today, my son-in-law needs a rod and reel. He asked me to look at some rods and reels for him. So he's partial to the Ugly Stick. So they do make some great combos, and I will be looking at the Ugly Stick combos for him to take our grandkids fishing. So he said he really wants to start fishing more this year, wants to go for some perch and catfish out at their local creek, which is good. So the 10-day sale ends on Sunday. Store-wide sale, rods, reels, combos, all fish and tackle, at least 10% off. And the sale excludes bait and licenses, of course, and you can get your license while you're there. All rods and reels are on sale. All Ugly Sticks are on sale. All Shakespeare rods are on sale. All sale on Pfluger rods are on sale. And I know John B. bought one of those President reels, the Pfluger President reels, and I've got one and bought my grandson one, and I'm going to buy another one. So that's my opinion on them. I like them. The price is right. The pen spinning reels are on sale, too, featuring the Battle 3 series, and there's a series of five sizes in each of these series when I say President series or Battle 3 series. Kids fishing combos are on sale. All rod and reel combos are on sale. And don't forget about the Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. Yes, you can lift a weight with the Ugly Stick. See how it bends and see how much weight it can lift. Guess the weight, and you could possibly win. Check out the selection of St. Croix fishing rods as well. St. Croix's are some of the finest fishing rods. They're not the most expensive. They're not the least expensive, but they're a good quality rod, and you'll be glad you did on that one. Live and frozen bait and minnows, crab bait, crab supplies, hunting supplies, guns, ammunition, turkey supplies, tackle, terminal tackle, tackle for perch, panfish, trout, rockfish. All of that can be found 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 21227 in Baltimore, Hale Thorpe Lansdowne, right off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde Sports Shop, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Why not give them a call, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. Hurry in this weekend for the sale, and don't forget, premium monofilament line, half price, starting at just 1.5 cents a yard. Bring your empty spools in and have Clyde's install new monofilament line. Shakespeare, Stren, Trilene, all of that, and does not include the Power Pro braid. You'll be glad you did. Okay, Backyard Billy's, one more time. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Did you hear the weather report tonight? In the 30s tonight. Yeah, it should be getting warmer, but you know what? I'm prepared because my gas fireplace insert right here in our back room, where I hang out a lot since Robin's not here, is already preset to predetermined temperature, and if the temperature in the room falls below that, fireplace clicks on. I got a few minutes of beautiful fire in the fireplace, warms the room back up to temperature, and I'm good to go. Now, that's an Enviro brand, EX35. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Regency, Enviro, and a number of other brands for fireplace inserts, and that would be an electric, gas, wood, or pellet insert, and also freestanding wooden pellet stoves. You know, those are great for heating a, you know, an outside building or, you know, a shed or something like that that you want to have some primary or supplemental heat that will heat up your garage. Some people I know, the way they construct their homes, I had one fellow put his wood stove, a friend of mine, put his wood stove next to his laundry chute in his basement and heated the whole upstairs. It was great. Why not? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is a place to figure that out. So, you can go to backyardbillys.com. You could visit the Hearth America Facebook page if you like social media. Or you can give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 if you want to check prices. We open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue. I highly recommend going in and taking the tour if you're looking for an insert. There's plenty of them. And there's also another alternative. There's those gas fireplace logs. If you don't want to go the whole route, if you've got a fireplace and you want to connect to some gas, just get the logs. They're just as good. There's no front. There's no screen. There's nothing like that, but you can put the logs in there for sure. So you'll be ready for the coming chilly weather next year, or later this year. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B if you're coming from the bridge. Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car, truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, very good. Quite an interactive show this morning here. We've got we got texts from five or six different people back and forth. A lot of people don't like going on the air. We've got a few emails, and we appreciate all of that. And I did get an email here just this morning. How about that? Time to renew my car registration. Oh man, how about that? Yeah, we're. With Robin in the hospital, our daughter's been using our second car to run back and forth. And the other day, sitting at a stop sign right here in town, bam, got hit in the back end. So we're in the middle of a conversation with the other person's insurance company. So going through all that mess, just something else, another layer. You know what I mean? Always another layer. But we do thank you for all your texts and all your calls this morning. It was great for me. At least it got my mind off of things and got me talking about a whole lot of different things. My goodness, bait and turkey guns and Sunday hunting I mean, we covered a fair amount of stuff here, didn't we? Perch fishing, goodness gravy. Snakeheads and all kinds of happy stuff. So it's the best 2 hours of the week, that's for sure. So we appreciate your cooperation and your listenership all the way up to Rhode Island and New England. We have some listeners up there. And anybody listening anywhere else would like to drop me an email or text, please feel free to do that. I like to hear from listeners around the country. You know, Maryland residents that have gone somewhere else. I mean, Richard used to get in touch with us from New Zealand. He's back in Maryland now, from what I understand. And there's some other folks out there that have listened around in their travels around the world. So we appreciate that. Hey, there's Captain Don. How you, Captain Don? Nice to hear from you. Big hello back to you, buddy. Big hello back to you. So I hope you're getting ready to go fishing, that's for sure. Yep, hope you're getting ready to go and enjoying your fishing and crabbing. Yes, indeed. Okay, somebody wants to know my number. There we go. I will send that right out. Yeah, the number, the contact information is public, of course. It's on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. ellisoutdoors.com, that's where you see all the things that we're connected with. That's where you can get the links to all the websites of the magazines, and that's where you can find my email address under contact, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can find my phone number there, which I don't give out on the air. You can, if you want to research it or if you know me, you know, you can get it. So that's how that works. What to do this morning? I've got a lot of work to do here at the house. I'm going to see Robin this afternoon. I don't know what I'm going to do in between. Do I run to Baltimore since I'm across the bridge and visit Clyde's? Or what do I do? What do I do? It's always a dilemma with a guy that's got so much to do. You know, I've got 90-some advertisers I need to see, maybe closer to 100 with the two magazines coming out. We visited a lot of them, talked to a lot of them, and been in contact with a lot of them, but there's also many more to visit. So maybe you'll have an opportunity to do that today. Maybe not. We'll see how it all goes. There's the music. Thank God. Save me. Save me. Aaron, you saved me. Hey, Aaron, thanks for doing a good job today. Time management, phone calls, the whole deal. You are the most underthanked and underrated person on this Outdoors and Radio show, and I just wanted to thank publicly Aaron for your hard work. There you go. Aaron's the guy that writes down all the names for all the contests and stays busy all the time with all the buttons and making sure the show's coordinated and so forth. So I just want to say thank you. All right. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Out there, if you're going out today fishing, just be careful out there. Let us know what you catch. Send us some pictures. And now it's time for me to say, love your family. Give them a hug. Give them a kiss. They're valuable. They're valuable. They're valuable. They're your family. They love you. You love them. Love the Lord. See you next week.